It all started at San Bernardino. Two Muslim terrorists went on a shooting spree, leaving 14 dead and many wounded. Trump jumped on it, and political incorrectness got prime time.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Hillary wasted no time either, and political correctness chimed in.
Instead of showing leadership, some candidates in this race are resorting to ugly, hateful rhetoric. Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, has made a name for himself in the last months by trafficking in prejudice and paranoia. His latest insult is his call to stop all Muslims from entering the United States. This is both a shameless and a dangerous idea.
If Hillary loves Muslims so much, why did she support the Iraq War, which left 4 million Muslims dead, while Trump opposed it? If Netanyahu loves Muslims so much when rebuking Trump, why can't a Muslim, even with a D to his land, get into Israel? We're knee-deep in hypocrisy served on a kosher platter by political play actors. For with the ADL and the SPLC slamming Trump as a bigot and giving Bibsy a free pass, what's good for the goose is bad for the gander. Even with Trump's pro-Israel stand, Jews want the easier-controlled Hillary, and Bibsy's in on it. They're swooping down on Trump's Muslim stand in order to destroy him. If Trump were smart, he would have called for a moratorium on the open immigration law of 1965, pushed by the American Jewish Committee for unrestricted third world immigration, and that would have spared Trump some grief. But when it comes to slaying Muslims, Hillary trumps them all.
I'm not like Hillary Clinton. She's got no strength. She's got no stamina. Everything she does is like theatrical. Oh, Donald Trump said this. He actually, it was sort of interesting. She said, I watched her last night, Donald Trump, looks like she practices in front of a mirror for 2 hours. Donald Trump said, I think he's dangerous. I'm dangerous. She's the one that caused all this problem. With her stupid policies, you look at what she did with Libya, what she did with Syria. Look at Egypt, what happened with Egypt. A total mess. They don't back. We don't back any of our allies. You look, she was truly, if not the, one of the worst Secretary of States in the history of the country. She talks about me being dangerous. She's killed hundreds of thousands of people with her stupidity.
Stupidity? Nah. She's got warmongering Jewish lobbies behind her for an Israel first White House, and that means more bloodshed around the world. If any religious group needs to be banned, then let's register the Jewish lobbies. All the hundreds of them as agents of a foreign power and forbid its members voting rights. They've caused more deaths of Muslims than Trump ever will.